but something very serious. So page 290, we started this before Shabbos, but again, let's get going. Well, Yeshev Adam Li Staper Somoch L'Mincha. Person shouldn't sit down to get a haircut next to Mincha time. Again, we discussed this on Thursday. What is next to? Was that considered? Was that time that you consider you close to Mincha? And what's Mincha? We'll see later. There's different times of Mincha. What's Mincha? So you shouldn't sit down to get a haircut. Actually, you got daven first. You got daven Mincha. But it's not only a haircut. Below Yichnas Lemerchatz, you shouldn't go into the bathhouse. In a couple of simanim ago, we talked about the bathhouses davening before you go into the bathhouse. We talked about bathhouses in those days. Below the Borsukim, and you're not, as the Rama says, you're not allowed to go into a place where they would cure hides, a tannery. Below, next page, below the din, and you're not allowed to sit down to for a din Torah. Below le'echol, not to eat, afilu suda katana, even a small meal, the first opinion says. Somach l'mincha gedola, when you're close to mincha gedola. Okay, so let's define terms. Mincha gedola is the time, the earliest time you could have mincha. We know the earliest time to have mincha. We know we divide the day into 12 parts. Let's make it simple. We'll get to it a little later. It's not so simple. But let's say sunrise to sunset. Let's say, for argument's sake, sunrise to sunset. Let's go according to that opinion. And then we take that amount of time. We divide up into 12. There's 12 hours of the day, 12 hours of the night. And then that gives us a relative hour. So this time of year, it's more than 60 minutes. You know, in the winter, it's less than 60 minutes. And then after 6 hours, midday, it's called chatzos, like chatzi, midday. So that's the late, you can't daven in chakras after that. You should have daven way before that, but that was a previous halacha. Should have daven way before that, but that's the latest. That's the cutoff time, because that's not day anymore. It's not day anymore. Right? So in the old days, they made appointments, right, by the position of the sun. Right? Unless you had a sundial, but if you live in Poland, the sundial wouldn't help you that much most of the time. So not because of joke reason, just because it was cloudy all the time. So the position, so you knew that, head up. So that was the zenith point of the sun was noon. Then the sun starts going down. So the auroral sun. You're supposed to daven mincha. The earliest you can daven mincha, we'll see, is a half an hour after chatzos. That's the earliest. So chatzos today was what? 12:58, 12:59. Ramosha has an opinion that it's always the same time. It's always 12 o'clock or 1 o'clock, depending if it's daylight same time. So let's say now it's 1 o'clock. Let's say, according to Ramosha, it's 1 o'clock. So the earliest you could daven, let's say, now again, a half an hour, so let's say 1:30 would be a little more than that. 1:30 is the earliest time you could daven mincha. That's called mincha gedola. The earliest time you could daven mincha is called mincha gedola. So Mishnah Berurah says, samach, you can't do any of these pursuits when you're close to mincha gedola. So that means a half an hour before this time, meaning, take out your calculator, meaning at chatzos. Once it gets to midday, you can't do any of these activities. Why? So the reason is because these activities are involved activities. I know all of you know how to tan, cure hides. And I know you're all aware of the fact that that is it's a malacha, right? It's an involved thing, right? We all recognize, especially for women, but for men too, to get a haircut, you know. We'll get into it a little more. We'll get into them a little more. So you're not allowed to do any of these things next to mincha. Why? Because if you start them, so then one thing leads to another, and one thing leads to another, and then you forget to daven mincha. Muhammad says, "V'mihichil be'achas mikol elu." How about if you did? You started one of them. You shouldn't have done that, but let's say you did. Einam nafsik. You don't have to stop in the middle of the haircut. Afal pisha hichil be'isur. Even though you began whatever it may be. In a prohibited fashion. You shouldn't have done that. If you did, you don't have to stop. Vahu, but that has a caveat to it. You don't have to stop if vahu sheishos bayom lispala achar sheyigmar sudaso o melato. It has to be that there's enough time to daven mincha. So in other words, shkia today, sunset was 8:08. So you could say, you forgot. And you sat down to get a haircut at 8 o'clock. Oh, You start getting here, woo, it's close to mincha. Well, we learned the halacha, you don't have to stop. So you're not going to stop, and then what's going to happen? You're going to blow mincha for sure. So in that case, you would have to stop. Tell the barber to stop, and you have to go, and you have to daven mincha. Because then you're really negligent. Right. V'im ein shos lispal, if there's not enough time, you have to stop right away. Okay, and now we're going to define terms a little more. When we say that it's you started getting your haircut, well, when you walk in the barbershop, when is it? So the Mechaber explains, once the guy puts, see, certain things don't change. Once the guy puts thing on you, cloak,
cape,
right, or whatever. I think Superman, right? And they still do it that way. So once he puts it on you, so that's considered you began to get a haircut, even though he didn't actually start snipping. Vaschalos merkas, how about going to a bathhouse? Once you took off your outermost garment. Vaschalos borsuki, and starting tanning, curing hides. One other thing that I'm sure you know about being a tanner, it was a very messy, smelly job. So like anybody who does these things, so they wore an apron, right? They wore to protect their clothes. So once he put on the garment on his body, on his shoulders, to protect himself, so to speak, so then it's considered he started already, even though he actually didn't start curing the hides. Tzchilas din. And the beginning of doing a din Torah, imhayu asukim bo, mishkilu balei dinim liton. If, let's say, there was a few court cases, so the judges were already involved. So then that would be once the litigants start making their claims. Vim lo hayu asukim bo, and let's say it was the first case on the docket for the Beis Din that day. Mishiyatfu hadayonim. Once the dayonim, Armis Atef, because the halacha is that dayanim have to wear like hats or turbans. Why? The Mishnah Berurah explains because of the Shechina. The Shechina is amongst them, as we know, amongst the dayanim, so out of respect. So the Machaber says something very interesting. That once they sit down to do a din Torah, it's very interesting, and with this we'll end because it's getting a little late. One time, I was on a basin for a get, and so they do certain things. And then most of the time of a get is the sofer writing the get. It takes 45 minutes, an hour, depending on the sofer, half an hour, whatever. So the head of the basin. Then we started up again, and before we started, he said, "Oh, I forgot Tifa." While they were writing, he was busy with something else. He took off his hat. So he held that he put on his hat. He put his hat back on because he held that lahalacha, that fulfills this idea of atifa, that you have to wear a hat. You see, generally in Dinei Torah, the dayanim do wear hats for this reason, because the shechina is there. Okay?